February 28. Finally and totally justified. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Romans 8:33. Paul could have said here, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect?" and then answered, "No one. We are justified." Well, that's true, but that is not what he said. He answered instead, "God is the one who justifies." The emphasis is not on the act, but on the actor. Why? Because in the world of courts and laws, where this language comes from, the acquittal of a judge might be overturned by a higher one. So what if a local judge acquits you when you are guilty, if a governor has the right to bring a charge against you? So what if a governor acquits you when you are guilty, if the emperor can bring a charge against you? So here's the point. Above God, there are no higher courts. If God is the one who acquits you, declares you righteous in his sight, no one can appeal. No one can claim a technicality. No one can call for a mistrial. No one can look for other counts against you. God's sentence is final and total. So hear this, all you who believe on Jesus and become united to Christ and show yourself among the elect, God is the one who justifies you. Not a human judge, not a great prophet, not an archangel from heaven, but God, the creator of the world and owner of all things and ruler of the universe and every molecule and person in it. God is the one who justifies you. The point: unshakable security in the face of tremendous suffering. If God is for us, no one can successfully be against us. If God gave his Son for us, he will give us everything that is good for us. If God is the one who justifies us, no charge against us can stand.